Kurt Astley, Boise State's AD. It's Ask the AD every Thursday at 5 here on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Kurt joining us at a fundraiser for men's and women's golf at Boise State at Crane Creek Country Club, joining us here on Sports Radio, The Ticket now. Kurt, back to basketball. A nationally slight decrease in attendance in college basketball made us wonder just how things went for the 2015-16 season for the men's team at Boise State.
Well, from an attendance perspective, we were actually up. Non-conference attendance last year was around 3,700. This past season was 5,100. Conference attendance, 6,900 in 14-15, about 7,200 this past season. And
wow.
Then we sold more season tickets this year at 6,000 and a little more. And that's the most we've sold over the last 5 years. So, for us, it's been helpful. Now, obviously, we've got the basketball tournament coming, and that's tied into the purchase of the season ticket. And, you know, that obviously helps from, a budget standpoint. But for us, attendance was up this year, which is, you know, not something that was common across the country except for a few programs. So, you know, kudos to our coaches and our team and our fans for supporting it. So we're really happy with where we are right now.
Kurt, can you tell us a little bit more about this relationship with Learfield? And I think it was IMG somehow in a ticketing program. Are you expecting this to kind of boost the ticket sales as well across the board?
Yeah, we would hope so. We partnered with IMG Learfield, which is a ticketing sales company that was purchased by both companies, Learfield and IMG, and they went into a partnership. And really what it does is it allows us to bring in an outside sales team, which, you know, you guys know we've never really had. It's always been a group of internal staff members in our office that really probably aren't real aggressive in the sale of a ticket. Not that they're not selling tickets. They do a great job, but we've actually got three guys coming in that are starting at the end of next week. And, you know, that's all they're going to do. They're going to be on the phone 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, trying to sell tickets to either people that maybe have had tickets in the past or hopefully bringing in some new people, for the first time for football and basketball. So I'm excited about that.
Kurt, with the requirement of purchasing season tickets, that's this year and next year. It's a two-season commitment. Is that correct?
It was last season, the one that just ended, and then this upcoming season, Mike. That's right.
Gotcha.
So if you were a season ticket holder last year in basketball and you're a season ticket holder this year, you've got the best chance to purchase tickets to the tournament.
What kind of feedback are you getting from that? Do people appreciate this tournament so much, and you never really hear the criticism. I think in the past you've always had to just buy 1 year. Now it's two.
Yeah.
Is that gone pretty smooth?
You know, I haven't heard much about it. Now, maybe when they first came out with this concept, earlier when Mark was here, maybe there was some different kind of feedback, but I think people appreciate the tournament a lot, and, you know, unfortunately for us, we can't give tickets to everybody. We don't get 12,000 tickets to that event. We get much less than that. So we've got to find a way to make sure that we get as many tickets to as many folks as we can. But if you can't take care of everybody, you know, you've got to have some mechanism in place where you reward those people who are season ticket holders. And, you know, hopefully you do make a little extra money in these years, which we've tried to take advantage of to help support our program. And I haven't heard much from people. I would say that, you know, there's some folks out there that maybe are upset for us in a way taking advantage of them. But, you know, this is all about us trying to support our program and get better and trying to generate more revenue to allow them to do the things they need to do. So haven't heard a lot of feedback, and I feel good about the plan when we put it in place, and so far it's worked out for us.
Kurt Astley joining us, Ask the AD, every Thursday here at 5 o'clock on Sports Radio, The Ticket. I'll give you this quick ad. I was out of town for 3 days, and my seats lapsed in terms of I didn't get in my payment, and the guy called me right away, so I think they're on top of things. There's still some guys down there, and he was just reminding me, you know,
yeah.
And I appreciated that. So I think that's somewhat of a change over the last 7 or 8 years.
Well, the big question is, did you actually pay for your ticket?
Yes,
okay.
I took care of that.
All right. We have other ones, Jeff. We can take care of you if you came
that.
In late.
I know. I was worried about that. I said, oh my God, I don't know if I'll fit in some of these other seats, but I got.
Well, we call you and, you know, we'll either leave you a message or get back to you, but we certainly don't drop them without hearing from someone. Now, we may make, you know, 5 or 6 calls and not get a call back, and that additional call might be, you know, we've dropped your seats, and if you're interested in purchasing some other ones. But we really do give people an opportunity to say yes or no. And, you know, sometimes you just need to be reminded, like in your case, and we understand that people are busy and it's the summertime. And so I think you got to take that all into consideration before you actually drop someone out of their seat. So we try to do it the best way we can.
Kurt, my check is in the mail, and while you're waiting for it, I'll ask you this question. What's your philosophy? And I think we asked you this before in terms of pursuing postseason championships. Will you continue to pursue the NCAA championship? I know it's not like it used to be where automatically it just kind of shows up every 3 years. And what other, you know, events? Will there be an indoor track? And I don't know about indoor track. That's a sensitive subject right now.
Right.
But other sports where you could bring in a postseason tournament that you may be looking at?
We will definitely try and get this tournament in basketball again. In fact, we talked about that today. Bob Carney, our associate AD for facilities and championships, is putting together the paperwork for, I think it's 3 years from now, where we're going to try and do it again, or at least put a bid in for it. I'm also going to look at trying to bring the West Regionals for gymnastics in here for the next couple of years. I think our gals deserve a chance to do it in Taco Bell Arena. And, you know, we'll probably look at some tennis championships for the Mountain West. Like I said, we're hosting the championships for cross country. So anytime we can get a championship on our campus, we will try and take advantage of that. And really it comes down to us putting in a bid that we can afford. And we try to do that, you know, in an organized way. And we'll certainly do that going forward.
Kurt, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck out there with your fundraiser for the men's and women's golf program.
All right, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. It's always good to be on.